At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this now moment. We thank you for the shift in our consciousness to a consciousness that is higher than us, to where you abide, which is inside of us. And Father, Mother God, right now, I make that shift. Right now, I move out of the way and become that vessel that you want to use throughout this program tonight. And Father, Mother God, just let me be able to do that. Let me step away and let you come forward. It's just a shift in my consciousness. It's just me stepping back in consciousness, allowing your consciousness to come forward. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that opportunity and this moment in time where miracles can happen, where dreams can come true, where we can step into our true self or spiritual self, and we do that right now. Father, Mother God, right now I pray for my listeners, as always, and I thank you for them. First of all, I want to thank you for everything that they do for this program, by praying, by being here, by financially supporting when they can. And Father, Mother God, I don't want to take anything for granted in my life, and I thank you for the opportunities that have been in my life and the opportunities that are coming into all of our paths. As we step out of ourselves and as we begin to step into our true selves, as we make that, let us do so knowing who we are. Empowering us with your love, empowering us with your knowledge, empowering us with healing. Not just spiritual healing, but physical healing and mentally healing, and for surrounding us right now with those angels that minister unto us on a daily basis. And surrounding us now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And surrounding us now with peace and love. No matter how much we clothe ourselves with your peace that passes all of our understanding, and we step into that place right now and we say namaste, and we say, in case you're listening and you wonder what you just heard, and you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Rose just disappeared, but I'm sure she'll pop back in here. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. And the phone lines are open. And for whatever reason, there's no calls right now. Maybe you're having a hard time getting in. I don't know. But Spirit does know. And so, but the phone lines are open at 347-327-9316. They will remain open throughout the program. So again, that call-in number, 347-327-9316. And Rose is back with us, and she would be happy to talk to you. She is a blessing to me, and I don't know what I would do without her. I know a lot of you might be wondering, let's touch base really quick. A lot of you might be wondering what happened to Sharon. Sharon hasn't been here for a while, and I know that. You probably know that. I just want to be sure that we all are on the same page on this. Sharon is a big, huge part of this program still. Right now, she's just busy with family stuff. Her mom is in a nursing facility, and she is there at nights, and so that's where Sharon is. And I appreciate Spirit bringing me two wonderful women into my lives that can run my phones for me and try to keep me in line sometimes. And so I do appreciate them so much for being a part of my life and sharing their wonderful gifts with me, which is just their heart. So just don't tell them I said that, okay? All right. We don't want to give them a big head. All right. So we'll just keep that to ourselves. All right. So, you know, I'm just really in, I guess maybe in attitude of gratitude tonight. You know, and we're going to be talking about shifts of consciousness. We're going to be talking about making those shifts. How do we make those shifts? What is that all about, even? And so might want to just stay tuned for that. But before we get into all of that, and no telling what else we might get into tonight. The card for the show comes from my Gaia deck again tonight. And on the card, it says a hidden gift. And then at the bottom of the card, it says sadness, an ending, a new beginning. Okay? In the last year, 2012, we're going to look back there for just a second. Not going to stay there very long. But for 2012, for a lot of us, including myself, 2012 was a year that it just felt like we just wanted to cry all the time. Where it felt like at times we wanted to pull our hair out. Where, you know, it just seemed like there was this cloud of sadness that just appeared. Not just in our lives, but I feel like it appeared over the world as a whole. And then along with that sadness came another cloud, a cloud of fear. And we're both, you know, for a lot of us, we still might be underneath some of that. We still might be feeling some of that, you know. And it's just, you know, last night, for example, last night I went off air. And all of a sudden, I was hit with this uncontrollable sadness. It just felt like I just wanted to just cry. Luckily, that passed. You know, there's still a little bit of that, maybe even lingering around tonight a little bit. But, you know, I feel like that with me, you know, I think a lot of times my spirit inside of me sometimes is sad by some of the things that is going on in our world. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. But, you know, with everything, there's an ending and a new beginning. You know, I say that there's no such thing as an ending. What I mean by that is that anytime there's an ending, anytime that something comes to an end, there's a new beginning. Even including when it's time for us to leave these human forms, that's an ending. But there is a new beginning. And as a medium, I know that without a doubt. That is part of what I try to do when I do readings for you. You know, when maybe your loved one step forward, I always try to give you evidence that I'm talking to them. I always try to give you something concrete from them to say, okay, hey, you know, he is connected with my loved one. The reason I love mediumship is because it does prove to me anyhow, and hopefully to you, that there is life after death, what we call death anyhow. And, you know, because I remember when I was a kid, I really didn't understand, you know, death. I really didn't understand what that was. And as humans, I feel like that we make that so final. We make that, you know, the last time. And no wonder we stay in a period of grief for so long. Because we make it feel like it's forever and ever and ever. There is no ever and ever and ever. There's only new beginnings and fresh starts. And your loved ones are on the other side happy. And they want you to be happy. You know, one thing that, and this is not the way I was planning on going with the show to begin with, but this is okay. I'm spirit-led, and this might be the reason why spirit wants to talk to somebody. You know, a lot of times we make endings, anything, like a job. Okay, let's say for me, for an example, a lot of you have gone through this, unfortunately. In the last couple of years, the United States of America and the world has faced the most financial challenging time that I can ever know. You know, maybe the Great Depression is still, you know, the big, huge thing. But this has been a financial challenging time in my lifetime that I've never seen. And through that challenging time, a lot of us have lost things. You know, we've lost jobs, we've lost homes, we've lost things. Things have come to an ending. But the one thing, when we lose our jobs, when we lose things, it's an ending, yes. But there's always a new beginning. And it's the way, as shifting our consciousness, it's the way we look at things, how we view things, what we focus on. let's take an example. Let's focus on, let's say, when my grandmother passed. I talk about my grandmother a lot on this program. My grandmother was a huge part of my life and a lot of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now in some ways. Her influence is a big, huge part of my life continually because she continues on. And sometimes I know she continues on because sometimes she gets on to me. Okay. And I love her for it. But when her passing came, when her spirit left her physical body, an amazing thing happened in a lot of ways. And I've literally never ever talked about this on air. And tonight I think I want to share it for some reason. My grandmother, like I said, was a huge part of my life. When her passing came, it was a shock to a lot of us because the doctors had told us that she was getting better. They had prepared for her to come home on a Monday. On a Sunday, I was sitting at my fiance's house. My dad's car pulled up into the driveway. And I went out there and he said, you need to come to the hospital. Your grandmother is passing. Unknown to me, she had already passed. But I went into her room and the smile that was on her face was amazing. I remember that smile, but it was so amazing. And she looked so peaceful. And she was the very first person that I had ever seen and the only person that I've ever seen up to this moment in time that had passed right like that. And there was a sense of calmness, even in the midst of that emotional storm for me, because you have to realize that that was an emotional storm. It was really hard for me. And it took me a long time to be able to talk to it like I am tonight without the emotion coming up. It doesn't mean that I don't love her any less or any more. It just means that I know that she's right here standing beside me. And when we get that, and it was a shift in thinking. It was a shift in my consciousness. It was a shift in how I view things. For me to be able to talk like I am tonight about her without all that emotion. And there's nothing wrong with emotion, but the only time that emotion is wrong, I feel like any time, is when we're drowning in it, when we get stuck in limited consciousness, limited thinking, limited viewing. Let's go back to my grandmother. So I stood there in her hospital room in this, what I would call an emotional tornado. My legs got weak and I almost collapsed. But in that moment, just realizing, in that moment, this is the first time I realized this. In that moment, I felt somebody touch me. Now, I thought, you know, at that time, I thought, until right now, I thought that that was somebody in the room putting their hand on me and comforting me. But now looking back at it, nobody was around me. Was that her touching me? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Was it an angel touching me, comforting me? Possibly. But whatever happened at that moment changed a lot of the ways I view things. You know, it goes back to the card that says an ending. You know, for my grandmother, her life was very hard. She was very sick for a long time, unknown to a lot of us. She had heart issues. She was diabetic. She was in a lot of pain day in and day out. So that had to come to an end. And as I remember her laying there in that bed with that smile on her face, she was at peace. There's no doubt in my mind that her battle was over. And that she had moved on to another plane, another place, a place where she can work with me still and talk to me still and love me still, because there was an ending, but there was a new beginning for her and for me and for our journey together. And as we look at that with your loved ones, as you look at it with your loved ones, then you can see that as well. No matter what has gone on with them, it was an ending of that cycle, that season. We talk about seasons sometimes on this program. There's a season for everything. A season to be born, and a season to move on. The one thing that I have enjoyed so much in my life ever since I was a young child is to have this knowing of another plane, another world. I don't know. It's a little hard for me to explain sometimes. But I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Have I always known how to interact with that world? Absolutely not. But it's a process. It's a growing time. It's a time where we just let go and where we just listen and where we just, you know, what I do a lot on this program, what I'm doing tonight, is that I've moved my consciousness back, allowing the spirit to come forward that's in me to talk to you. One thing that maybe you're not aware of is there's no notes in front of me anytime I do this program. One thing that you might not be aware of is I don't know until I say, welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio, what we're even going to talk about. And I'm not bragging. It's just what happens. And I am so thankful for the gifts inside of me. I wouldn't trade them for anything in the world. Am I the only person with this gift? Absolutely not. There's several billions of people that probably can do exactly what I'm doing. You know, a lot of times our egos, you know, that little part of us that says, hey, you know what, I'm better than everybody else. Sometimes that can get in our ways. And for me, I've had to keep that in check. I've had to watch that. But I know without a doubt that there is something else in me that reaches through me to your heart. And let's talk about you. Because that's what this show is all about, is you. Why I do what I do is for you. An ending is coming. An ending of our consciousness as we know it. It's been happening for the last 2 years. It's called spiritually awakening. It actually began, in my opinion, this process began about 2010. I was on air in 2010 and was talking about this in 2010. If a lot of you listened to my show back then, a lot of people were saying, you know, 2012 was going to be this great time of awakening. And it was a great time of awakening. But I believe with everything inside of me that this shift began in 2010 and will continue on. There are going to be major shifts in the years ahead. But it's totally up to us how we relate to it, how we move with it, how we flow with it. Up to us. Of letting go little by little. A lot of us have been faced with major difficulties, financial difficulties. But if we stop looking at them as difficulties, and if we shift our consciousness and we begin to look at them as learning lessons, what are they trying to teach us? What are they trying to teach us about ourselves? What are they trying to teach us about the world around us? As this year started for me, there has been a lot of changes in me. you know, a lot of the way I look at my own self. There's been a shift in me. And, yeah, I've been fighting it. It's like, I know that none of you do this, but it's like, you know, I know that Spirit wants me to move forward, but I also want to hold on to old stuff, stuff that I'm familiar with, stuff that I know. I've talked about this many times on this program. I'm not a big creature of change. I like familiar. I like knowing. I like knowing what's next. But as we move in, please listen, as we move in to 2013 and beyond 2013, we are moving into a time that we're not going to know what's next. And I think the reason why we're moving into this new energy that I keep calling it is that Spirit wants a little bit of surprise, a little bit of magic, a little bit of, hey, you know, trust me. Everything's going to be okay. I'm so excited about what's ahead. Not just for me on a personal level, but I'm more excited about what is ahead for us as one. And if we can shift our consciousness, if we can shift that this separation that has been put into us somehow, that you and I are so different. If we can shift that consciousness, and if we can realize that we are one, and that we are one not just with ourselves, but we are one in spirit. For there is one source, there is one spirit that unites and ties all things together in a big, huge package that we call humanity. A new beginning is here, if we are brave enough to step into it. A new beginning that goes beyond anything that you and I could even dream of, even could fathom. A lot of you have been going through a lot of health issues in the last year, 2012. Has been, for a lot of you, trips to emergency rooms, trips to the doctor, test after test, finding nothing wrong with you. This has been going on a lot with me. These are symptoms of awakening. Your body is changing. Your vibrations are trying to adjust to the vibration of spirit inside of you. This is what's been happening, and this is what's changing. Our world has gone through major changes in the last couple of years. You've seen this in world affairs. Dictators that have been in power for years and years no longer are in power. And a lot of them are not even on this plane anymore. And a lot more of that will happen in the years to come. Because old systems are ending and new systems are beginning. Our financial, the way we do business, has changed. A lot of banks that used to exist no longer exist, and they change. I was reading an article earlier, right before the show actually, about Japan. And in Japan, there has been a change, a shift in consciousness, a shift in what they view things. Japan at one time was very focused on materialism. 64% now has shifted from that place and into a place of spirituality. There's been a shift in consciousness, a shift in focus. Jesus said, when he was here teaching us, working with us. Jesus said that old things have passed away, all things have become new. Jesus also taught us that there was a new birth. And I believe that that new birth that Jesus was talking about is what's happening now. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. He was trying to teach us where the kingdom was. You can look this up. You don't believe me? Go to your Bible, look it up. Jesus says that the kingdom of God was within us. He was trying to show us how to love ourselves and how to love others. If you look at the teachings of Jesus, if you look at the teachings of Gandhi, if you look at the teachings of Buddha, if you look at the teachings of any of those great masters that have been on this planet, their whole message has been one message: love. A shift in consciousness, a shift in change. Mother Teresa was a marvelous person. And she did amazing, wonderful things. But it was because she shifted her consciousness to helping people. I don't believe that there was a bone in her body that was self-centered. She poured every ounce of her into humanity for one purpose and one purpose only: to help people. Gandhi was faced with major challenges in his life. India was at a time of war and was under distress. And the people of India wanted to fight back, and they wanted to have a revolution, doing the same old thing that they had always done, which was fighting. And Gandhi stepped in and said, no, we are going to have a change of consciousness. We're going to have a shift in consciousness. And we are going to do things different this time. Because he realized that war and fighting and all this stuff didn't accomplish anything. It just produced more and more of the same. And aren't we tired of the same old, same old? We are. We want to shift our consciousness. So Gandhi came up with a plan to be peaceful. And he went through a lot of stuff. If you haven't seen the movie Gandhi, watch it. You can find it on your computer. I watched it several times. Gandhi was an amazing person and also somebody that I have patterned my life after. I do my best to lead a peaceful life. Because fighting only produces fighting. And our world's had enough. Gandhi, in a lot of ways, is a lot of the reason why you're hearing my voice now, actually. I remember as a young man watching the movie Gandhi, sitting there watching it, crying my eyes out. And I said, you know, man, I would like to be like him. Another person that I admire, and their birthday's coming up, actually, I think Monday. Martin Luther King was an amazing leader, was an amazing spiritual being. And again, he was tired of what he was seeing. He was tired of how a certain race was being treated. He was tired of injustice. But there was a lot of people, you can read history books, there was a lot of people in that movement that wanted to fight back. that didn't think that he was accomplishing enough, that wanted him to ride in and just conquer. But that's not who he was, and that's not the spirit that was in him. The spirit that was in Martin Luther King had a focus, again, on love. A shift in consciousness, a way, a different view of things. I believe that Martin Luther King was in a lot of ways very intuitive. He knew going in to where he passed away, he knew he would never come out of there. Not in body form anyhow. But he went. And he said in one of his speeches, I might not get to the mountaintop. I might not get to the promised land. But you will. And luckily, our society has changed the way we treat people because of him. A lot of people had to get hit with ball bats, and a lot of people had to die to get the freedom that they have now. But he had a vision, and that was planted in him by the same spirit that's within you and within me. We need more leaders. We need more people to step up. We need more people to say enough is enough. We need a shift in consciousness. We need to really step into spiritual awakening. More now than any other time in our lives. Phone lines are open. People would like to talk to me, 347-327-9316. And hang in. I'll talk to you here in a minute. You know, just because I'm talking doesn't mean you can't call in. But, you know, the one thing that I started feeling today was it's time to wait. Time to rise above our old belief systems and the way we look at ourselves. Do you know that it all begins with ourselves? Let's talk to Anne, and when we get to done with Anne, I'm going to come back and I'm going to share a little bit of my personal journey with you, a little bit of my personal awakening, let's call it that. So let's talk to Anne first, see what's on Anne's mind. Anne? If possible, I will get you on air with me right now.
We'll oh, Michael.
Hi.
I hope your dad is doing better. I heard you say he was sick.
He's actually doing a little better. He's actually has conceded, and he is going to go get some tests ran and some stuff. So we don't know. You know, that's a major proof for spirit anyhow. So thanks for prayer. My dad's a pretty guy, but he's going to get some tests ran. But thanks for asking about him. How can I help you, Ann?
Well, speaking of tests, I have to go this coming week for an office procedure I'm not too happy about, but I'm still in a lot of pain and it hasn't been resolved. So I'm going to have this test. I wondered if you saw them finding anything that can identify why I'm having the problem.
Oh, this is going to happen next week.
You're breaking up a little, Michael. I can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, I know. I've been having some problems with this. Is this happening next week?
Next week?
Yeah, is this?
Yeah, next week, Thursday, I think.
Okay, next Thursday. Okay, I definitely feel like that this is going to be okay. I feel like that they are going to find what's causing this pain. I definitely feel that. So this is going to be a resolution to that. So hopefully that helps.
Will I need to have further tests, or will they be able to give me something right away?
I feel like that there will be further tests, but this is going to be
I didn't hear you, Michael.
There definitely going to be other tests.
There'll be other tests?
Yeah, there's going to be other tests, yeah.
More invasive tests, or?
They are going to be more invasive, and I do feel like that they are going to help with this problem, but I do feel like that this is going to be like a domino of tests. This is the first one, and then there's going to be several others. But they are going to get to the bottom of this, and this is going to make you feel better. So,
Not anything real serious, then?
I don't think it's real serious. I do feel like that it is a little serious, but I don't feel like it's serious. Okay?
I didn't get it all. In other words, it has to be taken care of.
Right, yeah. And you might want to listen to the archives because I think that you might want to, if you can't hear me on the phone, I think it's going across the airwaves. So you might want to listen to the show archived, okay?
And one thing quickly before I let you go. I'm behind a month in some fees in my home, and I'm getting letters, and I'm getting really nervous. Do you see some money coming in next month to be able to cover this back payment?
Yeah, you should be okay. I don't see you moving, so I would say that money is going to be there to help you with the back payments and forward on.
I hope so, because that's making me pretty nervous too.
I'm sorry you couldn't hear me, Ann, too much, but I appreciate you calling in.
I'm going to try to get you back on the computer. I'm hoping that'll be better, and I'll listen to the archives. Thanks, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Ann. All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes that happens, and I don't have really no control over that. A lot of times it could be the phone I use, it could be the program itself, or it could be other energies at work. But we do appreciate everybody listening. If you would like to be a part of the program, again, phone lines are open at 347-327-9316. And hopefully we can make a better connection. So now let's talk about me for a minute. And the shift in consciousness. You know, that's what we're talking about tonight, a shift in the way we think. For me, that was a huge step. You know, just because I had this knowing, you know, just because I had these gifts inside of me ever since I was a child, doesn't mean I knew how to work with them. Didn't know how to deal with this. I didn't have, you know, a lot of support from my family, from my own family. And so didn't really talk about it too much. And then I went into religious environment. Most of my religious experience was in the Pentecostal movement. And so when I started really feeling this again, it went against belief system, a major belief system, that this was wrong. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because there's a lot of people that still believe that psychics and all of this stuff is wrong. Of course, I don't believe that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. but I believe that it comes from the same source. And so for me, when I first started really doing this again, I had to change my consciousness. I had to change the way I looked at it. Okay, I had to get past, okay, this is not wrong. It feels okay. It feels right. And really questioned it. I think a lot of times, maybe even where you are right now, I think a lot of times, Michael, how can I trust this? It goes back to trust. It goes back to, you know, that belief system. Somewhere in you, you have a belief system that was planted in you that tells you that you can't trust yourself. Somebody planted that seed in you. You've watered it. You nurtured it. You've let it grow into this big, huge thing. Okay? Spirit doesn't hold that against you, but a belief system is a belief system. And it's like a seed. Okay? It is planted in you, and then you have to water it. You have to nurture it. You have to believe it. Does that make sense? And so everything inside of us has been planted there, either by us or by other people. Does that make sense to you all? Okay. So for us to change that, then we have to go in there. My grandpa, let's go to my grandpa. My grandpa loved to garden. And if you've ever gardened, you have to go in there with a hoe, and you have to plow up the ground, and you have to get that ready to plant seeds, right? But before you go in there, you go in there and you get rid of the weeds. A lot of our old belief systems are weeds growing in our garden. So what we have to do is we have to allow the angels, we have to allow our spirit guide to come in there, put on their gloves, and start pulling those weeds up. Okay, but we have to allow that to happen. You know? But a lot of us put signs up, no trespassing. We don't allow anybody into our garden. Does this make sense? Okay, so we have to go in there and pull the weeds to make room for new seeds. Teaching of Jesus. One of the teachings I love about Jesus, he was talking about seeds. Jesus talked in parables because it wasn't really time for a lot of this. In his time, this wasn't a lot of time. It wasn't the time for all of this to come forward. It was for this time, I believe. And he talked a parable about the sower. And he planted good seed. And it fell on good soil and then not on good soil. On rocky soil. You can read the story yourself. But what we have to do is we have to plant better seed. Again, what I believe it is a consciousness. It's going in there and changing the way we do things. Change. Big thing for a lot of us. All right. Let's talk to Lisa, and then we'll come back to this. Lisa, you're on with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Happy New Year, Michael. Hi.
Happy New Year. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Our last caller had some problems, but hopefully you can hear me okay.
Oh, no, I can hear you perfect. Thank you.
Okay. How can I help you tonight?
Yesterday afternoon, I had a meeting. It was a business meeting with some other people, and we're going to continue to work on a project together. And then this morning, I'm out with different people, and I'll be meeting with them every Thursday morning. I was just wondering if you saw things like a good energy in the two different locations where, you know, it's non-stressful and no backstabbing and that kind of thing.
Okay, well, we're not going to create any of that backstabbing and any of that thing. So we're just going to get rid of all of that to begin with. I don't see any of that, so we're not going to create any of that. I do feel like that this is going to be an awesome time for you. This year for you is your year of moving forward. And so in your spirituality, Spirit's bringing these people into your path for a reason. This is it. And I don't see really any problems at all. And I even looked, and I've checked this twice. I don't see any problems. So we don't want to create problems.
You're right. You're right. One individual yesterday afternoon, she and I had a conflict, and I thought it was solved. I thought we were moving on from that. So I just was sensing some energy. But you're right. I don't want to engage in that or connect to that. And I truly believe you. Yeah. If you're not taking anything up, then
And the one thing that, Lisa, before I let you go, one thing I want to say is a shift in consciousness. You said an amazing thing, is that you didn't want to engage with this woman. You didn't want to buy into her energy, and this is a very important for you to see this, so this is why I'm staying here for a minute. So that was a shift in your consciousness and your the way of your thinking. So stay with that. You know, when because you are going to run across people when you are doing this, you're going to run across people that have different opinions, that have different views. But the one thing that you're learning is that you don't have to engage with that energy. You don't have to step into that place. And that's a good thing. And in doing that, what you're going to do is you're actually going to pull them out of that consciousness into your consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So keep on doing that because this is what's going to happen. If you stay positive, you stay true to yourself and true to the spirit within you, then you're going to bring those people up to a different level. So just stay true to yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, no problem. So, And you know, and that's what we have to realize. You know, this call is a great call right now because we live in a world, unfortunately, that has bickering and chaos and some people that have really rough edges. So when we run across these people, do we lower our consciousness to that consciousness? You know, it goes back to the people I talked about earlier, you know, like Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa, you know, they could have went into a different place, but they chose to stay true to themselves. You know, it's like with Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus for a minute. Jesus was born at a time that was very chaotic for his people. They were under a government rule that was very harsh. And those people thought that Jesus was going to come a different way. They thought he was going to come in there and overthrow the government and just put a new government in place. But that wasn't his purpose. That wasn't his mission. His mission was to bring a new change of consciousness. He said, let this mind be in you. He told, when he ascended, when he moved on, he said, greater works than these you will do. And he did some amazing things. It's a shift in the way we look at things. It's that consciousness shift. Right now, maybe you're having a bad day. Let's talk about you right now. Maybe you're having a really bad day. Maybe, you know, you had a flat tire, you got a speeding ticket, whatever. You've had a bad day. And you can sit the rest of the evening and focus on your bad day if you want. Spirit's not going to be mad at you if you choose to do that. But also, what is that going to produce? You're not going to be able to sleep tonight. You're going to toss and churn. You're going to be angry. And then you're going to turn that anger, most likely, to you. And then you're going to toss and churn some more. You're not going to be able to sleep tonight. You're going to get up in the morning, and you're going to be all tired and all worn out. And then you're going to set in motion another bad day. Because you're tired. Are you understanding what Spirit's trying to show you? What are we focused on? So maybe we had a bad day today. Maybe today wasn't maybe your perfect day. But let's look at your day that you've had today. And let's look at what Spirit might be trying to show you about you. Okay, so when whatever situation happened, did you get a little angry? Did you immediately want to fight back? Maybe physically, maybe with words. Do you know that our words hurt more than our fists? That was free. That didn't cost you anything. But we could focus right now on our bad day. But it's just going to produce more bad days. So let's shift our consciousness right now. And let's focus on what is Spirit trying to show me today through this chaos that I've gone through. What is Spirit trying to show me about myself? Because it starts with us. A lot of times we focus on, well, that person is so bad, and that person is just so mean, and that person is non-spiritual, and that's why they're being mean to me, and da-da-da-da-da. But that's a judgment call, my friend, that is not yours or mine to make. It's not our job. As spiritual beings, you and I, our job is to step into this new consciousness, into a place of spiritual awakening. That's our job right now. And how we do that is by changing our focus. I want you to go on a little trip with me right now. So I want you to take a deep breath in. Let's breathe in together. And I want you to breathe out. And I want you to take another deep breath in. Hold it as long as you can. I want you to breathe out. Now what I want you to do is just begin to relax. You can let your eyes go close if you want. You don't have to. But just relax and just listen to my voice. And I just want you to keep on breathing normally. Breathe in and breathe out. Now I want you to start paying attention to your breathing. I want you to be consciously aware of your breathing. I want you to feel your chest rising and falling. Rising and falling. Rising and falling. And I just want you to go deeper and deeper into a place of relaxation. And I want you just to focus on my voice. Nothing else matters right now except you. So what we're going to do is we're going to go on a journey inward, you and I, into a place of peacefulness, into a place of love, into a place where all knowing is, for it rests with inside you. And I just want you to continue relaxing. And I want you to feel you going deeper and deeper and deeper into you. I want you to forget all of today, all of your plans for tomorrow, all of your past of yesterdays, and focus on right now. For right now is all you really have. Right now, you're beginning to feel something. I'm not going to say what you're feeling, for that is your own feeling. That is your own experience. It's not my experience, it's your experience. It is for you to go deeper and deeper into you and into that place. where spirit abides. Now as you go inside of you, you're beginning to feel warmth. You're beginning to feel a light. You might even be seeing this light appearing now. You also might at this moment in time might be feeling something around you, a presence around you. Do not be alarmed of that. Just let it be. For right now, there is no place for fear. There is no place for limiting belief systems. Right now, there is only place for higher consciousness. There's only room for spirit. There is no room for anything else at this moment in time. Accept spirit. So I want you to just bask in whatever you are feeling right now. I just want you to let it be right now. Don't try to make it into something that it is not. Just let it be what it is. Just be. For a lot of us, this is new, just to be. For a lot of us, we don't know how to just be, but just be. For in this moment, Spirit speaking through me and through this moment. So just go deeper, relax a little more, and just rest. For Spirit knows that your journey gets rough at times and wants to hold you right now. Wants to build your strength back up right now. Wants to love you right now. And wants you just to be right now. For you are the I am energy of this now moment. I am at peace right now. I am loved right now. I am experiencing knowledge right now. I am right now. I want you to begin. I know that some of you don't want to leave this place right now, but you will stay in this place. We come back to right now, to this program. So I want us to begin to feel the present moment. You will still feel the spirit within you, for you are that energy. But I want you to take a deep breath with me as I begin to bring you back to this radio program in this now moment. So I want you to take a deep breath in, and you can feel yourself becoming more aware of your present moment, your present surrounding. You're becoming more alert, more aware. Your consciousness is still awakening. And now you are back at this moment. You can do that at any moment by listening to the show archived. And we'll get through that any moment that you need it. So, welcome to this now moment and the rest of the show. Let's talk to Robert. Robert in Arizona. Hi. Whoop. Get you on with me. Hi.
I was in a relationship recently, very good relationship. Unfortunately, okay. We were about 200 miles apart from each other, and she had had a bad experience with a similar long-term relationship and
okay.
didn't want to pursue it until I was actually in the same town.
Okay.
And I've got a job, but it's not a job that – it's a good job, but it's not a job that I really enjoy much. And so
right.
for me to make a move, if I can find a job, would not be that tough for me. I'm
okay.
just wondering if that is the right move for me and if she is on board with this as much as I am.
Okay. That is a very good question. I want to ask you a question, okay? Spirit wants me to ask you something, Robert.
Okay.
Spirit knows that you're on board with this. I can feel your energy is on board with this. You really love this person. That's one thing I like about this relationship already. Your heart is already there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And so now with her, I do feel like that she's on board as well. I do feel like that she still has some reservations and stuff like that. If you're okay with this move, Spirit's saying go ahead and do this. I do feel like that this is a good relationship for you. I will tell you that it is going to go a little slow because she does have some issues, some things that she's dealing with. But I do feel like that she can work through those things. Communication is always a key in any relationship. But everything that I'm seeing would tell me for you to move forward. Okay?
Great.
So hopefully that helps you tonight.
Yes, it does very much. Thank you very
okay,
much, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and trust your intuition. You know, distrust yourself, Robert, with this. This is a big step, and trust me, I've done long distance relationships, and mine didn't work out very well for a lot of reasons. It wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right person. But Robert, in this case, I feel like that this is your time to step into what Spirit has for you when. And, you know, don't be afraid. And even if this relationship doesn't work out, this move is important for some reason in your journey. So just move forward. And I'm not saying this relationship's not working out, so don't interpret it that way. But what I'm saying is if in case it didn't, there's a reason for this move. And this is a time for you to really step into your awakening, and hopefully that helps you. And I appreciate you calling in. Man, where does time go? Time just flies by sometimes. We have a guest tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere yet. We still got a lot of time. But we do have a guest tomorrow. Michelle Boyd is with us tomorrow. You can learn all about her by going to our website, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And there's a little bit of information. If you go where it says upcoming guests, if you click right there, you will see her, and then you will learn some information about her. So she'll be with us tomorrow. She doesn't really do readings per se, but she will be talking to you if you want to talk to her, and she'll be telling you all of that tomorrow. So just tune in and find out what that's all about, okay? I know she would appreciate it, and I know that I would appreciate it. So, and I appreciate you guys supporting my guests. You guys are doing really awesome, and I appreciate it so much. You know, I think a lot of times we focus on things, and we focus sometimes on the wrong thing. Have you ever done that? You know, you just focus on, that bad moment or something you really shouldn't focus on, and then you realize that you're going down this, spiritual drain. Have you guys ever just felt just drained? And it's because, again, it's what we're focused on. Our consciousness needs to shift. Talking about conscious change. Was it yesterday? Or maybe the day before yesterday? I don't know. I think maybe it was yesterday. I'm having a talk with myself, so you guys you just get to listen in. I realized, I think it was the day before yesterday, and I began to really look at something, and this program used to be called Insights with Michael, and then we shifted into Spiritual Talk Radio, which it is now. That shift began to happen in June, and I fought it. Spirit kept telling me that I needed to let go of insights with Michael. And I didn't really pay close enough attention to what that all meant, what that all was going to be. I just thought it was the radio program. I fought it. There was a part of me that wanted to hang on to it, and I couldn't understand why until the other day. And, you know, a lot of times our subconscious mind can keep us trapped in stuff that we're not even aware that it's got us trapped in. And if you paid attention to Insights with Michael, the website Insights with Michael, that thing changed and changed and changed and changed over and over and over and over and over. Anytime that you're changing something over and over and over and over means that you're not happy with it, that there's something wrong, that it's trying to tell you something. If you're painting your living room every other week, it might be trying to show you something deeper than just your living room needs to change colors. Thank God that I have a spirit guide named Stephen. And the other day I left, I was doing the radio program, I went home, I was talking to my friend where I'm at right now, and I went home and I was depressed, I was sad. I didn't know what was going on, and again, the site Insights with Michael was changing, and I was fed up with it. I was fed up with reading, and I almost quit because I wasn't happy. But I wasn't unhappy with the gifts inside of me. Something else was there that was eating at me, and I wasn't even aware of it on a conscious level. So I went to bed that night, and I told Spirit, I said, I don't know what's wrong, and I need help. I don't want to quit, but I don't know what else to do. And if you paid attention to Spiritual Talk Radio, Spiritual Talk Radio, the website Spiritual Talk Radio has not changed. So that tells you that I'm happy here. But I wasn't happy with Insights with Michael, and I didn't know why. And then the next morning I woke up and I went to Insights with Michael and I was going to work on the website and I said, I'm done, and I pulled it off. And then I went on a journey to search why I was unhappy with Insights with Michael. Stephen showed me some things. I'm not going to go into detail. It's not important. It's in the past, and that's where it needs to stay. But there was old energy tied to Insights with Michael that I had forgot about, that I was unaware of on a conscious level. Thank God for a spirit guide that brought it to my conscious mind and showed me that there was a problem that was big and was holding me back and almost got me off of the path I'm on tonight. So if you're struggling, if you're changing things, if you're always constantly unhappy, please listen. Your subconscious mind is playing with you. On a subconscious level, there is something eating at you. It's like a little cancer. And this thing had been there for 3 years, eating away at me, piece by piece, sucking the life out of me without me being aware of it. It was like a big, huge spiritual leak, just leaking my energy out. And I wasn't even aware of it until Stephen stepped in and said, enough is enough. And you have to get to that point where I got frustrated. I was mad as heck. because I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was going crazy, actually. Because I knew that I loved you and I loved the show, but there was a big, huge part of me where I do readings and where I do all that stuff that I was having problems with. And it was a gradual leak that needed to be stopped up. So Insights with Michael ended. The business is gone. The name is gone. And I no longer work underneath the Insights with Michael name. If you've gone to Insights with Michael in the last few days, if you've gone to that website, you will see a new website being announced with a new name. And the new name is Spiritually Awakening. And that's where we are. That's where I'm at. That's where I've evolved to. Spiritually Awakening. Everything has to come to an end and for new beginnings. Is there a part of me that is fighting this? Yes, I will tell you that. There is a part of me that's fighting this change because it's old energies wanting me to stay stuck, wanting me to stay in a place of depression and a place of guilt and not moving forward. And I want to tell those energies this, not today. We are moving forward and we are spiritually awakening, like it or not. We have to shift our consciousness, friends. It is time for us to be true to ourselves and true to the spirit within us. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being stuck. I'm sick and tired of being depressed. I'm sick and tired of letting old energies and lower energies dictate to me what the heck I'm going to do in the future. And you should be mad too. It's time for us to serve them notice and say, get out. My mom and dad ran an apartment complex for several years. And sometimes they had to put eviction notices on people's doors to say, okay, you got to get out. It is time for you to call the spiritual police and have them come with an eviction notice and evict your negative thoughts and your limited belief systems and tell them to get out. It's time to serve them notice of eviction. No longer are we going to allow this. That's what Spiritual Talk Radio is here to help you do. That's what Spiritual Awakening, the new name, Spiritual Awakening, is to do. Hopefully that site will be up. I'm going to try my very best to get it up by the end of this week. I doubt that that happens, but we will try to have it up at least by Monday. I'm going slow there because I want it to be, it's an evolution, it's a change. You're going to see a huge difference there. And so it is going to be a big change. But it is a change that is necessary for me and my spiritual journey as well as yours. So come with me on our next steps and step into this place of change. Let's plant new seeds on good soil. And let's be that all that Spirit wants us to be, today and always. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. It's been my pleasure, my honor, to come into your homes and into your hearts. I don't say that lightly. I mean every word I say on this program. I love you guys. You guys are like family to me. I don't know what I would do without you. I've been doing this for a long time. And I will continue doing it as long as Spirit is still wanting me to do it. And I don't see that coming to an end anytime soon. I do see an evolution. I do see a change in all of this. But if we don't evolve, then we're stuck. We've been in an evolution ever since you took a breath. You've been on a journey home. And if you understand where home is, then that's great. If you don't understand where home is, stick with this program, stick with Spiritual Awakening, and we will teach you where home is. Thank you for listening. Please join me tomorrow. Michelle, she actually works with changing consciousness and stuff like that, so this is a perfect lead into tomorrow. So that's her job to help you with that. So please join me tomorrow and welcome Michelle to the program. And so if you like John, I will tell you, if you listened to our show last night, which was amazing, John Tursk was with us last night, and it was an amazing program. He didn't have a lot of time with us. He sent me an email right after the program and told me that he enjoyed being here and that he wanted to come back. Well, he's coming back, and he will be with us on what I'm calling Super Saturday. It's a Saturday right before the Super Bowl, and we're calling it Super Spiritual Saturday. And normally I'm not on Saturdays, but I believe that Spirit wants us on that Saturday, so we're going to be on. Pay attention to all the information here, and you're going to find out more about that as it gets closer and closer. It will be on at 2 o'clock. It will be a two-hour program. What Spirit has in store there, I don't know yet. Spirit's building something. Tune in and find out what that's all going to be about. But John will be a part of that. And, of course, I'll be a part of that. Otherwise, John would just be here with dead air, and I don't think that would be good. So we appreciate you so much. Have a great night, and like I said, join me tomorrow. If you have prayer requests or if you just want to get hold of me, you can go to my personal website when it's back up. Right now, you can set readings up over there still, in case you're wondering about that. You can set readings up. At www, you can go there either www.insightswithmichael will get you to the new site, or you can go to the new site's address, which is www.spirituallyawakening.com. Either way, you'll get there, okay? So don't worry about that. So if you go to the old address, you'll get to the new site. All right. You can also get hold of me by email at my brain just went somewhere else. You can get one of me at spiritualtalkradio, ymail.com. Okay, spiritualtalkradio at ymail.com. All right. Thank you so much for being you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.